So can anybody guess what I'm going to talk about? I want to talk about crosses and crucifixes. Many of us wear crosses. Some of us have a cross hanging from our rearview mirror. Many of us have crosses on our walls or a crucifix with Jesus dying on the cross. Crosses at the moment of resurrection, like the one we have here, Jesus is ascending. Crosses come in all shapes and sizes. There's the Jerusalem cross. You look around St. Joseph, being an Irish parish, we have the Celtic crosses in lots of places. We have crosses at home that are family heirlooms, crosses from funerals to remember loved ones who have died. We have crosses that are gifts at weddings or baptisms, first communions and confirmations. We know when we make the sign of the cross at the beginning of our prayer, it's to remind ourselves we want God in our thinking. We want the Spirit of Jesus in our loving. We want the Holy Spirit to lead and guide our lives, to guide the way we act, the way we live. We know when we put the cross around our neck, when we look at the cross on the wall, when we sign ourselves, it is to remind ourselves that we are disciples of Jesus Christ, a follower of our Savior, a friend of the peacemaker, a companion for justice. And in the gospel, we hear Jesus say to us, "Whoever does not carry his own cross cannot be my disciple." So who here consider themselves disciples of Jesus? Every hand should go up. That's why we're here, to keep renewing our commitment to following and witnessing Christ. We are here to carry our own crosses, our own struggles, our own difficulties, our own problems. And honestly, we all know we all have crosses to carry. Some are big, some are small. They can be health or family issues. They can be career issues. They can be addiction issues. They can be pain or loss issues. So we ask, how do we handle these crosses, these challenges, these struggles, these problems? We come to Jesus, and we bring our cross with us. We come and seek to be his disciple. We come to listen and learn. We come for spiritual energy. We carry the cross. We carry the burden. We carry the challenge. We come in faith, seeking the divine help of Jesus. He will help us. He will strengthen us. He will support us. He will inspire us. He will heal us. That's why we come, to be strengthened by Jesus Christ. We let Jesus show us how to carry a cross with a spirit of acceptance, with a spirit of faith, with a spirit of courage. I place this cross against the altar today to remind us Jesus sets the example. He shows us how to love. He shows us how to carry it in love and sacrifice. He carried it willingly, and we can carry ours. He carried it to teach us how to love and how to serve and how to give. Today, when we come to Mass, we look through the cross. We look at the gift of the altar, the body and blood of Jesus. We come to be healed by it, to be energized by it. We come to receive it as disciples, as followers of Jesus. Then we are strengthened. Strengthened to carry our cross, to accept our cross, to embrace the cross in service, to carry the cross in the spirit of Jesus, to carry our cross with courage, to carry our cross with love. So today in prayer, we ask Jesus to help us accept our cross, to help us carry our cross so that we can be strong disciples. Today we carry our cross in faith. We carry it so we can witness Jesus in love, in service, in sacrifice. We carry it in imitation of our friend and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.